Call Back the Past.
...1911 was ushered into the sound of ragtime, the compelling beat emphasized on pianos and department stores to help sell sheet music of the pop music composers of the day. Composers such as Irving Berlin, with his big hit of 1911, Alexander's Ragtime Band. The new beat spelled the beginning of the end for the graceful waltz, as the turkey trot took over with its variations like the crab step, the kangaroo dip, the fish walk, and the grizzly bear. Meanwhile, in the icy waste of the South Pole, the dramatic expeditions were Scott and Amundsen. Amundsen made it to become the first man to reach the South Pole, and many years afterwards, as Bird flew over the desolate white world, he recalled those early pioneers.
And now over the spot where Amundsen first stood in 1911, where Scott followed 34 days later, we fly to and fro. And in their honor, the Norwegian and British flags are again carried over the pole. There's nothing now to mark that scene, only white desolation and solitude. No mountains are visible. The pole lies in the center of a limitless plain. And that's all. One gets there, and that's about all there is for the telling. It is the effort to get there that counts.
In Mexico, Porfirio Diaz, president of 35 years standing, was deposed by Francisco Madero, an event which caused much uneasiness in America. And business sensation of the year in the United States was the dissolution by the Supreme Court of the mighty Standard Oil and American Tobacco Companies as monopolies.
What have I heard that melody? It seems so familiar to me. It goes ja 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 ja. It's floating in the air. It's everywhere. For here it is. For here it is.
Did you recognize that voice? Roselle Jolson, already a big star in 1911, a year which produced such books as The White Peacock by D.H. Lawrence, Saunders of the River by Edgar Wallace, and G.K. Chesterton's The Innocence of Father Brown. There was also a comedy team of Fred Emney and Miss Louie Tinsley, heard now, faintly, in a performance recorded at the time.
Many happy returns of the day, dear. I brought you a present, a birthday present. A box of the new alcoholic chocolate. You romantic little
Among the silent movies, 1911 provided Spartacus, Anna Karenina, and Pinocchio, and a $35,000 spectacle filmed in the Holy Land called From the Manger to the Cross, which caused a storm at the box office worth nearly $1 million in profit. Musicals seemed dominated by colors, namely The Pink Lady, The Red Widow, Little Boy Blue, and Vera Violetta. One exception was Little Miss Fix-It, which starred Nora Bayes and Jack Norwith, heard now in a hit from the score, Mr. Moonman, Turn Off the Light.
Shining yellow, and the girlie's with her fellow. Both are getting nice and mellow in the bright moonlight. If the moon man should discover sweetheart keeping undercover, can you blame that girl and lover if they say turn off that light? Turn off your light, Mr. Moonman. Go and hide your face behind the clouds. Can't you see the couples on the cruise? company and freeze a crowd. When neat little lad and lady find a spot so nice and shady, that's your cue to say good night, good night. And if they want a spoon, listen, Mr. Moon, be a sport and turn off your light. All the lads and little misses who are fond of hugs and kisses must remember half the bliss is found on any cloudy night. Nighttime is the time for spooning, serenades and lovers crooning, preliminary honeymooning, calls for darkness, stop that light. Turn off your light, Mr. Moonman, go and hide your face behind the cloud. Can't you see that couples want a spoonman to his company and free the crowd? When each little lad and lady find the spot so nice and shady, that's your cue to say good night, good night. And if they want a spoon, let them miss the moon, be a sport and turn off your light. Turn off your light, Mr. Moonman. Go and hide your face behind the cloud. Can't you see that couples want a spoon? Oh, you man, do it comfortably and freeze it.
You might as well have a thousand people standing around your loving wing, your lady.
In the theatrical world of 1911, main attractions were Disraeli, Bunty Pulls the Strings, and Kismet. While the Shakespearean team of E.H. Southern and Julia Marlowe further sealed their partnership by getting married in between performances of Julius Caesar, in which they're heard now.
Wherefore rise you now? It is not for your health thus to commit your weak condition to the raw cold morning.
Nor for yours, neither. You've ungently Brutus stole from my bed, and yet tonight at supper you suddenly arose and walked about, musing and sighing, and with your arms across.
John McCormack, who in 1911 made this recording.
Let them find me and find me.
but death is a dream, and that love is for aye. Then awaken, Makushla, awake from thy dreaming, my blue-eyed Makushla, awake.
South Africa experienced its first airmail service in 1911, though the distance was very short, less than 10 miles between Kenilworth and Muizenberg. But other achievements in the air were more spectacular, as outlined by flying pioneer Lieutenant E.L. Gerard, who broke a record at his first attempt.
When I could fly, I decided to have a shot at the endurance record. My passenger, Lieutenant Wildman Lushington, reported for the job wearing ammunition boots. When I told him we couldn't afford the weight, he went off and came back in tennis shoes. In the aeroplane of those days, you sat in a wicker chair amid the wing struts with your legs dangling in space. You had no weather protection. After about 3 hours, the steady 42 miles an hour, my passenger shouted, "Hi, my feet are getting cold." He sat behind with a foot on each side of me, so after that I controlled the machine with one hand and massaged a foot at a time for him with the other. We flew for 4 hours, 13 minutes, breaking the world's endurance record by a big margin.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.